This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It was an historic day, not just here in Michigan, but nationally. Detroit officially became the largest city in the nation to come under control of a state-appointed manager. Kevin Orr turned up at the Coleman A. Young Municipal Building at 7:30 this morning to start his first day on the job as Detroit's new emergency financial manager. And as Orr plunged into what even he calls an Olympian task, some protesters were making sure they were on the scene, in their words, defending democracy. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick's been covering the story today, and she joins us now from Detroit. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, glad to be here.
So what can you tell us about what Kevin Orr has been doing on this big day one?
Well, he came to work apparently at about 7 or 7:30 by a secret route, he said. He is going to be working downtown in City Hall, right in the Coleman A. Young Municipal Center. In fact, apparently he has an office within the mayor's office, so he will be working down there. And this morning he participated in a joint press conference with the mayor, Dave Bing, in which they both pledged to work together, as they have before, as sort of a team. And Orr is going to be and is in the process right about now of meeting with members of the Detroit City Council.
And of course, it is worth noting that when the new emergency manager law takes effect this Thursday and Kevin Orr transitions from emergency financial manager to an emergency manager, that law wipes out the salaries and benefits of the mayor and city council, doesn't it? But he can restore their pay at a level he sees fit?
He said that he will make a decision about that, about the pay for elected officials this week. So it's not quite clear yet what he's going to do, but we should find out soon.
Now, I know that there were calls from the pulpit all around Detroit churches on Sunday and also from the Reverend Jesse Jackson calling for protesters to line Kevin Orr's way into work this morning. How many actually turned out this morning?
Well, I don't know if they knew Kevin Orr's route exactly, so I can't really say what the presence was as he was coming in early this morning. But there were some protesters outside the Coleman Young Municipal Center, outside City Hall, and in different spots around the city this past weekend, too. And it's really sort of the beginning of what people who have campaigned against the emergency manager law say, that they are in the process of putting together a sort of mass movement that will utilize civil disobedience and protest and all sorts of different methods to try and stop what they think is a big injustice in an emergency manager, particularly in Detroit. The crowd, I don't think, was too large at the City Hall protest. It seemed to be mostly people who are sort of a core group of people who are very much against emergency managers and against Governor Snyder and what he's been doing. But we'll see if those sort of grow over time.
Now, I know there were buses of protesters that left from Eastern Market today headed for Cleveland. Can you talk about that and why were protesters from Detroit headed to Cleveland?
Well, before Kevin Orr became the emergency manager here in Detroit, he was a very successful attorney for a law firm called Jones Day, which is, he was based out of Washington, but apparently they have offices in Cleveland. And many people who are against Kevin Orr, against this whole idea of an emergency manager, think that his background presents a kind of conflict of interest because he's a bankruptcy attorney, and they would argue in many cases that Kevin Orr is sort of looking out for the particular interests of bondholders of financial institutions and what's going to be one of his major tasks, which is, you know, renegotiating some of the city's massive long-term debt. Kevin Orr did resign from his job immediately after being hired as the emergency manager, so he says he has no direct conflict of interest at this point, but some of these opponents do note that Jones Day, this law firm, has in the past represented some of the banks and financial institutions that hold some of Detroit's debt. So they are very suspicious of his background.
And then we've also seen apparently the day that Kwame Kilpatrick was actually convicted was also the day that the city of Detroit retained Jones Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it was.
So there's that's an intriguing hire on at the time that this is all coming down.
Absolutely, and that was a very interesting week, as I believe has been noted around town, that probably a historic week that the former mayor went to jail for what was apparently a giant racketeering conspiracy, and Detroit got really on the path to getting an emergency manager.
Sarah Swick, thanks for talking with us today. Sarah Swick reporting from Detroit.
Thank you so much.